We've actually been lucky enough to get Lucy Holmes from No More Page Three campaign to come down and give a speech. So we're very excited about that because that's a national presence for us. We are going to be out there, be loud and proud and reclaim our streets and celebrate and raise awareness as well about violence against women issues. So slight difference with the national angle, but also just the same old drill and, you know, the same kind of energy and impact that we can make to reclaim our streets. It's very much a family event. It's really good fun. There's always really good energy. We have the Batala drummers that lead the march initially and also take us through to the Guildhall Walk, and they always make a really good party atmosphere. It's great fun. It's also an emotional evening as well, because there are clearly issues that we're highlighting for people that are incredibly traumatic. But it's an emotional evening, which is matched and probably overtaken by the fact that people have great fun doing it and really feel like a part of their community. So we're really proud to be a part of it. I think it's incredibly important to engage young people and to engage children in events like Reclaim the Night, but to go further than that and to engage them in understanding what healthy relationships are, what to do with anger, how to manage conflict, how to manage their emotions. And I think you're absolutely right. Some people do go on to offend, but there's a large majority of people that experience domestic abuse who do not go on to offend. And when you're an adult and you're offending, even if you have experienced domestic abuse, you make a choice when you do that. You make a choice when you commit, condone or remain silent about violence against women. So there's an awful lot of children that go on to make a really positive impact, and young people that make a positive impact and really form how us as adults should be responding in healthy relationships. So I think they're absolutely part of the solution. Without them, we wouldn't be doing a good enough job. We do have disclosures that happen before and during and after the march. So that can often happen to us via social media or from our website, just by raising awareness in this way. And I think Reclaim the Night in itself has a huge impact, because it's a community taking to their streets and saying, this isn't okay. So people feel encouraged by that, and so they disclose more because they know that there's a whole army of people marching out there for them. And I think that's what we aim to do for Reclaim the Night, and I know that that's what Reclaim the Night marches do across the country. I think the statistics for Portsmouth are have stayed the same, really. I think one of the things that you can do with disclosures is see that negatively. However, we don't choose to do that. We choose to see that as a positive response, because people feel confident about disclosing. Now, we know that an awful lot of people only disclose sexual violence or sexual abuse when they're way later into their life. We would like to be able to make sure that people come forward earlier so that they can get the support earlier. And I think that it's actually testament to places like Portsmouth that they do get a high level of disclosures around sexual violence and domestic abuse, because that means we're doing the right thing. That means that they feel confident to come forward and say, this is what's happened to me. Please, can you give me some support? If you're free and you want to come and join us, please do. It's welcome and we're open to everybody. We're there, and if you don't want to march, that's absolutely fine. We're in the Guildhall Square for a rally from 8 o'clock.